With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Apple sharply denies the allegations today and promising to fight back. The Justice Department announcing the antitrust suit against the tech giant, accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones that boxes out competitors and stifles innovation. The suit alleges Apple uses its control over the iPhone to engage in an illegal course of conduct. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
In addition to selectively controlling app distribution and creation, we allege that Apple is violating the law by conditionally restricting developers' access to the interface, which is needed to make an app functional on the Apple operating system.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the gaps are beginning to narrow in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Also at SRNnews.com, police in Boise, Idaho, searching for a prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at officers outside a hospital.
Boise police officers responded to the hospital to reports of an active shooter, with one officer ultimately firing his duty weapon at an armed individual near the entrance to the emergency department. That individual was later determined to be an Idaho Department of Corrections employee. He was not seriously injured.
That is Boise Police Chief Ron Weinger. A family member has been arraigned in the fatal shooting of a Michigan congressman's brother. Timothy J. Kildee is accused of killing his father. The 57-year-old victim is a brother of Michigan Democrat Dan Kildee. Investigators searching for causes. Now, a house fire near Pittsburgh last night killed five people. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom very concerned these days about a new definition of extremism.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity. And now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Member of Congress calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California has written a letter to the State Department urging that it designate Vietnam a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. Well, Japan has reported its exports rose 7.8% in February from a year earlier, that on strong shipments of cars and electrical machinery.
Government numbers show Japan's trade deficit sank to $2.5 billion, falling by more than a half from a year earlier. Imports of food, medical products, and computers climbed. Exports to the United States rose 18%, and exports to the EU were up almost 16%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, the Bank of England has kept its main interest rate unchanged at a 16-year high, even though inflation continues to drop from the multi-decade peaks. Thursday's decision to leave the key rate at 5.25% was widely anticipated in the financial markets. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 288 points. More details at srnnews.com.